The following program is brought to you in living color on
your computer.
You are listening to the Audio Circus.
I'm Eric Rosenheck. Welcome to episode 60, New and Old. On this week's show, Definition Please, the Would You Rather Survey, and Poetry by Fred Waugh. What the? I still have my VCR. I'm slowly getting into DVD, but what the hell is this Blu-ray disc? What is a Blu-ray disc? Definition, please. Here's what Wikipedia has to say. A Blu-ray disc, also called BD, is a high-density optical disc format for the storage of digital information, including high-definition video. The name Blu-ray disc is derived from the blue-violet laser used to read and write this type of disc. Because of its shorter wavelength, substantially more data can be stored on a Blu-ray disc than on the DVD format, which uses a red laser. A single-layer Blu-ray disc can store 25 gigabytes, over 5 times the size of a single-layer DVD at 4.7 gigabytes. A dual-layer Blu-ray disc can store 50 gigabytes, almost 6 times the size of a dual-layer DVD at 8.5 gigabytes. Blu-ray was developed by the Blu-ray Disc Association, group of leading companies representing consumer electronics, computer hardware, and motion picture production. The standard is covered by several patents belonging to different companies. As of March 2007, a joint licensing agreement for all the relevant patents has not yet been finalized. As of October 23, 2007, 351 titles have been released on Blu-ray disc in the United States. 32 of those titles have since been discontinued. As of October 9, 2007, 179 titles have been released in Japan, with 55 titles planned for release. The Blu-ray standard is currently in a format war with its rival HD DVD to determine which, if either, of the two formats will become the leading carrier for high-definition content to consumers. So now, you know what a Blu-ray disc is. It's time for the Would You Rather survey, a place where you get to weigh in your opinions on all sorts of things. Last week, I asked if you would rather A, go to a Halloween party on October 31st, or B, watch Game 6 of the World Series. Out of all the votes casted, the majority of them went to A, go to a Halloween party on October 31st. To be fair, there was no Game 6. The Red Sox swept the Rockies. Anyway, thanks for voting. Here's this week's question. Would you rather A, watch an episode of Star Trek, or B, watch an episode of The X-Files? Send your response to audio_circus@yahoo.ca or post a comment on the website, audio-circus.blogspot.com. Again, would you rather A, watch an episode of Star Trek, or B, watch an episode of The X-Files? Vote early, vote often, vote as many times as you want. audio_circus@yahoo.ca. Here's Mattis Yahoo.
Drop the staff, motion from Bane, no split, the whole shit. like children cold as slaves. Strange ways, running through the maze. Strange ways, home ways. Lost in the desert, trying to find your way. Lost, lost in the desert, trying to find your way. From the forest itself comes the hand for the axe. Drop the staff, Moshe Rabbeinu, split the ocean in half. March through the desert, this ain't where it's at. Said chop them down, chop them down. Yup, yup, said time flies by like clouds passing through the sky. Lifetimes even gone with the blink of an eye. March through the desert one step at a time. March through the desert one step at a time. Said from the forest itself comes the handle for the axe. Split this wilderness, listen up, this ain't where it's at. Chop 'em down, chop 'em down, yeah. Joseph the son is sold as a slave, thrown into a dungeon cause he wouldn't be swayed. Interpreted Pharaoh's dreams and Egypt was saved. Stockpile food for 7 years of rain, sold to all the nations when the drought came. Joseph rose to power and the Yidden stayed. They started to build and success was. Firstborn was sent down to their graves. Moshe was saved, and a prince he was raised. Hashem spoke to him, here's a message to relay. Take my nation from its Rhyme, I see this suffering. Heart, heart, single breaks, take sparks and make way. Trampling through this wasteland, breaking a chain. Just the remnants feel through this wasteland, leaving footprints. Peel off the lid, this is just plastic. Gotta get into it, get into it. To heavy hitters, heavens are the never quitter. Jump into the ocean before it's split. Gotta jump into it. Rip, rip through Egypt, rip through it. Rip, rip through Egypt, rip through it. Keep my violin and just jump into it. Jump, jump to it. Jump, jump into it. Jump, jump to it. Jump, jump to it. Spiritual desert things are not what they seem. Snakes camouflage just to fit the scene. Put your faith in a mirage, it's just a smoke screen. Just a smoke screen, just a smoke screen. The spiritual desert things are not what they seem. Snakes camouflage just to fit the scene. Put your faith in a mirage, oh.
That's Matis Yahu with a live version of Chop 'em Down, recorded during a concert from 2004.
And now, Eric Rosenheck says something stupid.
Alex Rodriguez should take a pay cut and play for the Tampa Bay Devil Rays.
Yep, that was really stupid. Now, back to the show.
Well, I'm starting to have this weird feeling in my throat, so I hope I'm not going to come down with anything, and I hope my voice is going to hold up for our poem this week. It's written by Fred Waugh, and it's called My Horse. Enjoy. My horse. I never had who carries me so secretly is dead. I think he buckled and threw me on a mountain at the bottom of the path. Oh, my dead horse, I never had such dreams as dreams of you, not there, when I ride past. That was My Horse and it was written by Fred Waugh. Well, that's it for episode 60 of the Audio Circus. Since I might be coming down with something, it might be a good time for a break. So, the next episode will be on November the 25th. If you would like to contact me, you can do so by sending an email to audio_circus@yahoo.ca, or you can post a comment on the website, audio-circus.blogspot.com. As always, thank you for your feedback. Until next time, I'm Eric Rosenheck. Thank you for listening to the Audio Circus.